Little Italian Street Singer by Frédéric Bazille. During his early years in Paris, Bazille was struck by Manet's modern subjects, which turned the spotlight onto the anonymous celebrities of the streets. He responded by deciding on a similar course. This is one of the young Bazille's few Parisian paintings, introducing an unexpected note into his short career, more marked by his use of colour and his southern landscapes. In Second Empire Paris, there were large numbers of these little Italian beggars or street singers. Bazille takes an unsentimental, clear and truthful look at this little girl, dressed up like an adult with a big shawl and flower-trimmed hat. She's not really playing her violin. All the tension in the picture derives from this awkward, almost interrupted gesture and the position of the girl's face, with its fat cheeks and heavy chin, gazing mournfully out of the frame. The figure's immobility, at once dignified and imploring, condemned to the street and yet strangely cut off from her immediate environment, arouses a vague feeling of compassion and unease in the spectator. The picture's modernity lies not only in its treatment of the subject, it stands out in the robust technique with visible sharp brushstrokes and daring use of colour. Like a playing card, the figure has no real depth and stands out uncompromisingly from the chaotic street background. The rapid, broken brushstrokes are intended to suggest the perpetual movement of the street in a great modern metropolis. A few touches of colour stand out from the zinc-grey monochrome, the green apron, the warm red of the little bag, the pink flowers on the hat. The simple and sketchy style of these flowers is reminiscent of Manet. The little Italian street singer provides valuable and early evidence of Bazille's sensitivity to the great city undergoing profound change at that time.